Shit. Run it by me again. We've just gone through the Yamim Noraim, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabbah, and Simcha Torah. And this forthcoming Shabbos will be Parshat Bereshit. Einu Zman. Zot HaBracha, Chamisha Chumshei Torah have been completed, and it leads us straight into Bereshit. An era ends, and we start again. And it's scary, because really, anyone who thinks, asks himself, where did I come from? Where am I right now? And where will the future bring me? I don't understand the past. I don't have a handle on the present. And for sure, I'm not clairvoyant to guess the future. And this is true of in every aspect of life. But for sure, let me give the example of life in the yeshiva. The Nuzman. Let's talk about our past. We come from the comforts of our home, love, support, our great times, most of us, our fun in camps. And I've gone through Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And now, I'm almost a new person. Because the future is directing me to become a Ben Torah. Now, as a Rebbe in BMT, it was always to joke around, what does BMT stand for? So the New York kids, we used to know there was the BMT, was the subway. The rest of the world, the out-of-towners. So BMT was either to some of them, the best meal in town. Well, we learned from, coined by Rav David Verner Shlita, one of the famous, outstanding Ramim in BMT, that BMT stands for Basketball Mit Torah. Now with us, it's different. It's Torah with basketball. Torah mit basketball. Torah was for us, until we came to the yeshiva, a list of do's and don'ts. One of many subjects that we had in high school. And for sure we had Gemara, was a watered down subject. So it should be more comprehensible to the Western mind of thinking. Now, what is Gemara? It's a challenge. Mitzvos are inspiring. A turn-on. It talks to my inner soul, which I just discovered that I had such a thing. And all else, more or less, is in the periphery. So we finish V'zolt HaBrocha. We finish the winter, the clock is being changed, the summer, excuse me, the clock is being changed, winter is at the doorsteps, and we return to Bereshit to use that perhaps as a guide. And I'd like to quote a few midrashim that most of us have heard, or many of us heard. Questions, why does the Torah begin with the letter Bet? So the Midrash Rabbah says the letter Bet is to look forward. This top, bottom is behind you, look forward. And that's the Nuzman, the Bereshit, to look towards tomorrow, the challenges. The world was a world of tohu vavohu. Whether we're speaking internationally politically enemies or even friendly nations of the world. And perhaps our lifestyle. Everything was haphazard, was mixed up. It was all tohu vavohu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yi'or, and the Medrash says, what is Yi'or? Is the Avot, is the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our forefathers. And what was the Choshech? The Choshech was Esav. And another Medrash stresses, Or is Torah Or. Vayar Elokim et Haor ki Tov. What is the Or? Is Torah, Torah which gives light, which guides us, which takes us through the life of that tunnel from the abyss to the beautiful, flying, shining future. Or other, Amar Rabbi Simon, Hey Pamim K'tiv Kan, Torah. 5 times in these few psukim, actually the word Ora appear. And he says, K'neged Chamushe Chamushe Torah. The light is bereishit shmot vayikra v'amid v'advorim. Torah shebichtav and Torah shebal peh. And the Nefesh HaChayim, the Shivat Nefesh adds a famous quotation, bereishit bar Elokim, at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So he says that's bishvil ha-Torah shenikret Reshit. The whole beginning is Torah. That's what the title goes. So we've gone through an entire cycle. We're starting again. As we say, run it by us one more time. I don't know what the last Chamisha Chumashi Torah was all about. I don't understand my past. I don't understand my childhood, or I understand that I didn't deal with it. Shenemar Hashem Kaneini Reishit Darko. God, he could explain, gave me a kinyan, the beginning of his road. And what is that used to understand? His road is his following, his going, his future, his path is the Torah. And he continues the Meshivat Nefesh. That the world was tov avo, desolate, barren, an upheaval. That was prior to creation. The Oz, and then comes Vayomer Elokim Yihyor. Kadosh Baruch says, let there be light, let there be Torah. Ki ner mitzvah, the Torah Or. Not just our world in general, but even our personal lives. Without Torah, there is Cheshech, there's darkness. There's no Or, and we all are Tohu Vavohu. If we understand that, if we take that to heart, we can understand that our past has taken us from someplace. Our past was something that we don't understand. Our past was perhaps a tohu vavohu. And we have the present to be keine Torah, Torah and mitzvah and yirat shamayim, or a grasp even of Eretz Yisrael, those who are Zoicha to be learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So with all of this together, we could build for the future of Vayior, that there will be light, light in our personal lives to guide us to understand, and things will become clear. And we will therefore be blessed with a year of Hitchatshut, of creativity, of productivity, of joy, a feeling that we have a mesima, we have a challenge in life that we hopefully be able to live up to with the greatest of success. Wishing everybody a bereshit, a wonderful beginning that should lead us on and on and on, from bracha to bracha, from itchatshut to itchatshut, that everything will be tov ma'od, would be perfect. Bye.